The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. The next issue is the issue of hope. Hope. We must be hopeful about receiving divine guidance, God's assistance, and the strength that God has given to nations. This stands in stark contrast to what the enemy seeks to do, which is to strip hope from the hearts of our youth and cause them to become despondent. Everyone who has an audience in the media, who can speak, and who can express matters well, must consider this to be one of their greatest, most important objectives to keep hope alive in hearts. They mustn't utter words that bring despair. This was something that the great Imam paid a great deal of attention to. Consider the event that took place on January 9th. The following is what happened on January 9th. The people of Qom rose up and their uprising was crushed. Martyrs ascended, people were injured, and the streets were stained with blood. This was on January 9th. On January 22nd, just 12 days later, the Imam's message arrived from Najaf. The Imam included that this statement is his message, which I have made a note of. I give the Iranian nation, who possess such awareness, vigilance, strong spirit, and unparalleled courage, glad tidings of victory. Subhanallah. The people in the streets of Qom had been suppressed. Who could have imagined victory? Yet the Imam said, I give you glad tidings of victory. The people were suppressed in the streets of Qom. Who would have thought that victory was possible? Imam Khomeini said, I give you glad tidings of victory. He gave the good tidings that through your actions, through your movement, you have turned Iran upside down and changed world's policies. This is Imam Khomeini's promise of victory. Who would have believed back then that this movement would reach a point where a groundbreaking major power like the Islamic Republic would rise in this region, capable of creating disruptions and obstacles for all the nefarious goals of the West, preventing numerous transgressions and policies? Who would have believed it? Who would have thought back then that a day would come when the American flag would be burned in Western countries, even in Washington itself? Who would have imagined? On that day, Imam Khomeini said, I give you glad tidings of victory. This means that we must never allow the light of hope be extinguished. Even now, amid our economic challenges, now we do have economic problems. Those who are knowledgeable, well-informed, and experts see a hope of future.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.